From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is calling today's talks between U.S. officials and Iranian diplomats concerning the country's disputed nuclear program a constructive beginning, though the president also said Iran must match its promises of cooperation with deeds. And Mr. Obama said, quote, talk is no substitute for action, as he called on the country to allow international inspectors to look at a recently revealed nuclear plant.
If Iran does not take steps in the near future to live up to its obligations, then the United States will not continue to negotiate indefinitely, and we are prepared to move towards increased pressure.
President's remarks follow a meeting in Switzerland involving Iran and six world powers. Mr. Obama also called on Iran's leaders to take steps to show the country's nuclear program is for peaceful purposes and not designed to pursue the development of nuclear weapons. The death toll from an earthquake in Sumatra surged today as rescuers searched the rubble of a densely populated city. The United Nations puts the number of fatalities there at more than 1,100 as Indonesia intensifies aid operations. Chad Bouchard reports from Jakarta.
Indonesian officials fear hundreds of people may still be trapped in the wreckage of toppled hotels, schools, and a shopping plaza more than a day after the quake decimated the regional capital of Padang. Relief operations kicked into gear as the country's president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, arrived from the G20 summit in the U.S. to oversee the response. Tens of thousands of tents and blankets were flown into the region, but survivors reported widespread food and fuel shortages as they faced another night without electricity. Makeshift hospitals stopped performing critical operations on patients due to a lack of power for key medical equipment. The mayor of Padang begged for help from outside in a radio broadcast. The country approved $26 million to pay for initial relief efforts. For NPR News, I'm Chad Bouchard in Jakarta.
Facing congressional unease over proposals to make the Federal Reserve a super regulator for the financial system, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke today offered a more nuanced approach on Capitol Hill. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The Obama administration has proposed that the Fed take a central role in spotting and eliminating threats to the financial system, along with an advisory council of regulators chaired by the Treasury. Opponents say the Fed shouldn't get more power since it failed to head off the current crisis. Before the House Financial Services Committee, Bernanke sought to defuse opposition by describing a system of shared responsibility.
The Treasury ought to be the chair of the council, and the council ought to have the overarching responsibility. But underneath the council, you still need agencies to perform specific tasks.
The Fed's task would be to regulate all kinds of systemically important institutions. It already regulates large bank holding companies. Congress hopes to pass a financial reform bill by the end of the year. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 200 points today. The Nasdaq lost 64 points. This is NPR. Drugstore chain CVS says it plans to offer vouchers for free flu shots to as many as 100,000 unemployed people beginning next week. CVS announced today will hand out the vouchers, which can be redeemed at CVS pharmacies that are running flu shot clinics at One Stop Career Center, sponsored by the U.S. Labor Department. CVS says it plans to hand out the vouchers for the free flu shots at the One Stop Career Centers located in 16 states, including California, Georgia, Michigan, and Washington, D.C. Americans say they are less supportive of abortion than they used to be, and the issue is less important than in previous years. That's according to a new poll by the Pew Research Center on Religion and Public Life. The poll suggests the number of people opposing abortion is nearly as many as those in favor of it. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Support for abortion has been dropping, but until this year, a comfortable majority supported abortion in most or all cases. But when Pew researchers polled more than 4,000 people in August, they found that 45% of Americans now want to make abortion illegal, while 47% want to keep it legal. The shift appears across most demographic groups, but is particularly pronounced among non-Hispanic Catholics who attend Mass weekly and Democratic men. What's happened, pollsters believe, is that liberals have become less concerned about restrictions on abortion since the election of Barack Obama, a pro-choice president. But conservatives have been galvanized, saying they worry that President Obama will change laws to make abortions easier to obtain. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices rose today. Oil was up 21 cents a barrel to close at $70.82 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.